clearly with hashgacha. I saw this in a sefer, and I couldn't believe my eyes.
Sometimes avodas Hashem is just very difficult. Sometimes being able to daven, being able to achieve the right kavanos, is daunting and is sometimes totally above our head. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in Parshas Ekev, Ve'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha shoel mi'imach, ki'im li'yiroes Hashem Elokecha. I have a little yira shamayim and everything else will flow. The Gemara in Brachas tells us on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, how do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mispalel? Shenamar v'samachtim ebeis tfilasi, tfilasim lo nemar ela tfilasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'samachtim ebeis tfilasi, my place of davening, which the Gemara learns out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself davens. Listen to what the Teferes Shlomo the Radomsky Rav said in Parshas Va'eschanan on that Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens? How does that make any sense to me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens? We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu daven? Who's he davening to? So there's an interesting tzlach on that Gemara, but we're not going to speak about that right now. But the Radomsker says he thinks the answer to that Gemara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens can only be understood if a person opens up a Maseches Gittin, Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Aleph. What? Al pi Gemara, that you have a chereshayt of a katan, v'olav bnei deyaninu. Perish v'lo yoydin lichtoiv lishma. Amar avhuna v'hu shiyeh gadol oymed al gabov. Sometimes, there's another force. There's another individual. There's a gadol. There's someone greater than you that will help you and that will facilitate it. Alma de'im gadol oymed al gabov, mahani hagadol, kavonas hagadol l'maisa hakotin. Oh, what's the lomdis? The Rash, the Rabbi Yonah, the Toys says, oh. De'im gadol oymed al gabov, mahani kavonas hagadol l'maisa hakotin, afilu de lo yochel lichtoiv l'shma. V'hinei zok ta'arugas ha'boisem, masha odom yochel l'chavin b'tfilo oy b'toyra kavono l'shma. How does a person daven? How does a person stay focused? I mean, we can't even focus for a second. But you say, we're so distracted, myself included. Guy in my shul was giving musar yesterday. He said it like I can't say it. Because I'm a rav, I'm puzzled. But he just got up in the Avodas Hashem Chabura, gave musar, and he said it straight up. He said, Rabbi, let's just admit it. Let's just have a second of honesty right now. We are all addicted. We're all addicted. We're totally addicted. And he's right. We're addicted. And he just said, the avoid that has to be just be erase a melokecha. Like, lifnei iver leisit emichshon, like Rashi says, be erase a melokecha. Who are you kidding? Like, be honest. Hashem's here. He's right. The first step to fixing is just realizing you're an act. As he was presenting the speech, he pulls out his phone and he checks who's at the doorbell. It's Amazon. And he's just saying, well, what's the package? Like, I can't even focus on my speech. I couldn't believe when he was doing it. I didn't know he was doing it as a shtick. I'm like, is he actually pulling out his phone to check? Like, what's going on over here? It's like awkward. And then I saw what, no, he was saying, that's who it was demonstrated to us. It was brilliant. It was really brilliant. Ze gam ken siyu Hashem yisparach haynu shegado omer al gaba v'kadosh baruch hu melamdo sheyachol lilmoid ulispal lishma. You know who helps you? In a seder that you can't get your mind into? You know who helps you in a tefillah that you can't get focused? Rabbi said, this is the greatest chizik in the world. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself. That's why he's davening. To give you a little guidance, to give you a little assistance, to give you that kavana. What do you have to do? A little yiras shamayim. Take the steps. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu davens. Behindu based tefilasi. Behine yaduah mashakos of a Rambam dashkochas Hashem Yisbaruch Hu kafi dveikus sheyesh lo la'adam. How much a person wants to attach himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, says the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, is proportionally is the amount of Ashkocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns. Nimsa demishu davuk bo yisparach shmo kishemekayim ha-mitzvahs nasa ki'ilu kiven kol ha-kavonos she'ef shalachavin. Means if a person really tries to attach himself to the Rabbanu Shalom through Boy Sidbak, right? Which is, according to the Meshach Chachma, the mitzvah of Amuna, being a Baal Bitochen, right? Then ultimately, in return, you have the greatest amount of Kavan in the world, because by you trying, and by you being real and authentic, to want to attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a real way, and not just hop-lopping, so then in return, what do you have? Gadol Omer Agabav. You have the Kavanas of the Rabbanu Shalom. Kevin the Gadol Omer Agabav. Bavur B'Rishonim Sham. The Kavanas HaGadol Omer Agabav. Mahani L'maisa HaKotan. Da'avali Ki'ilu Huneskavin L'Shema. That's what the Gemara says. Ubzei Yesh L'chavin Hemshech HaKtsuvim Parshas V'Oschanan. Re'ei L'madati Eschem Chukim Mushpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Lasois Kein B'Kerav Ha'aretz Asher Atem Ovrim Sham Le'el Minei. When Hashem says to you, how do you do all these things? How are you going to be successful with all these chukim, with all these avoiders? The answer is, atem advekim. The kevin sheyesh lachem dvekas v'Hashem yisbarach, memela, havali, so he returns, havalei v'ashkachoso aleichem l'toyva b'pchinas gadol emar agavov. Memela tuchu l'kayim achukim v'amishpatim mamish, and therefore, you can get all the right instruction manuals. You can get with all the right kavanas. Me, I'm not a rebbe. I'm a poshut yid. I don't have anything. How do I have the ability to get all these grace of kavanas, l'shem yichus, and everything that the doiris were able to accomplish, Rabbi Yisai? The answer is both his bosidbak atem atvik. Just try to cleave. Try to attach. Put something in. Show me, Kim Lirosa. You want it? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds all the karonis. Godol Maragabov. He's being mispowered with you. Unbelievable. V'hine atargum shaladov gabo hu liskarva lidlase nimtza da al yedei yira boladei dvikas. A person wants to be miskarv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He puts in a little yira shamayim, a little bit of effort. V'meila kol amitzah shos ablik mo godol om ragabov. Then he changes all the effects of all of his Torah and his mitzvahs. Unbelievable. Umahani kavonas hagadol. Zesha omer Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Rabbi say one of the big, greatest kashas on the parashah Ekev. Ve'ata Yisrael ma Hashem shoel mi'imach. What is that Kadosh Baruch Hu asking you? Kiyim li'yirah. Just one little thing. Yirah Shemayim. Dahainu Shema yom Yisrael de'ech efshel chavim basiyas hamitzvah b'li merat Torah k'toy shel Lishma. How could I have all the right kavanas through Torah, through Lishma, through all of my tafkidim? Da'ein ata yodeh ma ad ma azem Moshe Rabbeinu ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shol kiim lir. You take a step, you just want to be connected. Umizen nimshach memelu lavod Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha. As the pasuk continues, kumfarish va'ozel, hein la'Hashem ha'shamayim v'shmei ha'shamayim ha'aretz v'chol asher bo v'yafan. Rabbi Yisai, unbelievable pshat. How do I accomplish everything I'm supposed to accomplish in my Asiyas HaMitzvahs, in my Torah? How do I not get distracted, Rabbi Yisai? Through HaKadosh Baruch. Through God Omer Agab. Through Him being Mashpia. You just have to take those three steps. You just have to start. You have to just say, I want to be Mizdabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is my drive. This is my Ratzon. Ultimately, everything else will come. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doubts. That's based tefillah. That's what the Gemara and Brachos is referring to. It's mamish a halachic mechanics of a chirish sheit of a katan writing again. Who's supplying the das? The gadol, the greatest gadol in the world. That's the Rabbanu Shalom. Unbelievable. Why I saw that? Unbelievable. It's because the Rabbanu Shalom wanted me to share it with you. No other reason. No, it makes no sense. Oh, I found a quarter in another sefer. But then I saw those words and I was learning this sugya. I'm like, what? I gotta look this up. And then I couldn't. The Yitzhar stopped me. I couldn't on the Bar Ilan and the Otsar Chokhma. I couldn't get it. And then Noam happens to pass by and says, well, what else are we looking for? I happen to have that in my room. What? Well, that makes no sense. Why? Why are you even here right now? Why do you even say that? Unbelievable. It's the Rebbeinu Shel. It's he. Just like he davens and he helps me make kavanas, he helped me get this arugas aboysim for you in this league. Makes no sense otherwise. It's makes no sense. If anyone is not like jittering right now, this is weird. But it's awesome. It's mamish awesome. The Rebbeinu Shel is mashkia. And the more you want to connect to him, the more he's going to flow more to you. Right. Rabbi Sal, let's finish this sugya.
Can we get like a different... I don't want that on. Yeah, no, I don't care. Zokta sugya, Rabbi Sal. Last nekuda is how to answer up for Rashi complete. Does anyone have a kovitz here?
Yeah.
Kovitz. You just great grab it. Thank you.
I'm so excited.
No, I'm gonna need that in a second. Boy said back. We'll need you. It's just such a chizik, Rabbi said. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be a gadol. That's not what Achim Baruch wants. He'll supply the machshav. He'll supply all of his credentials and what he needs. He wants you. He wants you, you little cherishet to the kof. Mamish, that's what he's saying. We're all in the Bornishon's belt, we're cherishet to the kof. Come on. But he says it's okay. I'll be machshav, you're avid. God will omra gav. Stama, the same idea. That Gemara brachas that he puts on tefillin. Oh. So Rabbi Yisai, we left off with this dangling Rashi. That Rashi seemed to say something earth-shattering. And the emes is, it's not just Rashi. But Mikoyach, the kashas of the Rishayim, it comes out, the Rabbeinu Yochar said the same thing, quoted in the Mordechai and the Hagos Hashri, that it would come out from our sugya that a guy is actually Koshala Edis. So the Rishayim have a problem. Doesn't this seem to count to the Gemara Bava Kama? The Gemara Bava Kama says that an Eved is Pasala Edis, because sheker ina ba'achiv. And then the Gemara says, according to one Tana, Eved is achiv b'mitzvahs. Sounds like you need to be achiv in order to be kosher la'edis. What's the Gemara actually talking about there? For those that didn't look it up. The Gemara there on Peches. Shmak and Perek Achayvel. Gemara wants to know what's the din if a person is a Chayvel and an Evik 90. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda says you're Potter. Why? My timer, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Krok, he notzu anoshim yachtov. Ish va'achud. V'mishi yesh lo achua, yotza Evit she'ein lo achua. An Evit is not, it doesn't have an ach. Rabbanon echov hu b'mitzvahs. Rabbanon say, no, the reason why you have to pay a chavola if you're mazik and evik naini is because what? Even though he doesn't have an ach, but we don't learn the pasuk like that, we say echov hu b'mitzvahs. He's chai b'mitzvahs. How is he chai b'mitzvahs? Lala mi?
Isha.
And he's chai b'mitzvahs ki isha. What happens if you have a mitzvah that only pertains to a man and doesn't pertain to a woman? Good question. Elamiyatul Rabbi Yehuda Zoyme me Eved lo yahargu dechsev vasisem lo kasha zomen lasis lo achiv. So the Gemara Mikoyach this conversation says, oh, if so, you should also what? Never be able to have zoymim that are gvichayiv when he made it on an eved, because it's a chesaron of vasisam lo kasher samem lasois le achiv, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying what? He's not achiv. Amar Rav, Amar Rav says, Amar Rakov, Birata Ravin Kubech Mikomakom. Frek the Gemara Kasha, assuming that this is the case. Ela me'atel Rabbanon eved yeh kasha l'malchus, Amar l'tamech, tikshulach ger. No, that's not a kasha. Even a ger is possible for malchus. Ela Amar Rakov, mikarev achicha, mimuv choshev achicha. For malchus, you need distinct to be the chosen one. And he's not a chosen one, even if he's achim. Elo me'ata, Rabbi said, this is the critical question. L'rabbonon ye evred kosher le'edus, because he is achiv, according to Rabbonon, who didn't exclude him from chavala, because achiv, right? Dechsev, as the pasuk says, v'yine eid sheker eid ine ba'achiv. That's what Tosfos is quoting. So the Gemara Amar Ula Edus Leimatzis Amrit Asya Edus Bekav Chomer Miisha Uma Isha Shaya Roya Loiv Kol Psula La Edus Eved Sheinu Ruva La Kol Inu Din Shepasul La Edus. Gemara says no, you learn it from a Kav Chomer. If Isha's Pasul La Edus and she's mutter to marry into the Kol and Eved Knaini who can't marry into the Kol should be Pasul La Edus. If an Isha's Pasul La Edus. No, an Isha has a chesaron because she can't do Mila. Tomer be'evet shuroy, because she's not shayach in Mila. Tomer be'evet shuroy le'mila, he's a man. So Gemara says, katan yachiyach, she yeshna be'mila, pasal edis. Gemara says, malak katan she'enu be'mitzvahs, but a katan is less than the evet, because he doesn't have any mitzvahs. Tomer be'evet shu be'mitzvahs. Isha teichach, she yeshna be'mitzvahs, psula edis. Chazar adin, lo rizek, rizek, lo rizek, rizek. Hatzadas Shabbos Shabbos Shekein Einan B'chol Amitzus Upsulun Lohid. Afani Avias Ha'evit She'einan B'chol Amitzus Upsul Lohid. Fine. So what's Tosis asking? So if you look at Tosis Baba Kama commenting on this Gemara, I put the Tosis Baba Kama on the Gemara Kodesh. Pechesem et Alv Zok Tosis. The Gemara is assuming that Evit's Pasul Aedis. I'm sorry, the Gemara is assuming, but I've been puzzled like this, yeah. And the Gemara asks, but according to Rabbanan, who learn achiv, b'mitzvahs, is by an Eved, so an Eved should be kasha le'edis. So Tosis Pratikash over here, how could you say an Eved's kasha le'edis? There's a Gzera Shava linking an Eved to an Isha. Lo lo mi Isha. And if an Isha is puzzled like this, so an Eved should be puzzled like this. Tema, ha'yalfina b'chol duch the Gzera Shava de lo lo mi Isha. Also, and if you're going to tell me what that no, you're right. From the gzeres shav, I would have thought that an eved's posulated, just like an isha. But the gzeres hakosiv that he's echov kasher zom lasis laachiv, right? Ina laachiv tells me what that now it plugs him back into to teres edus, and that was the gemara's kasha. And therefore, the Gemara was able to ignore the Gzeres Shava of Lala Mi'isha. Fractosis, if that's the case, then that should upshlug the Kal V'chomer also. It's a Gzeres HaKosav to tell you that he's Achiv, and therefore he's Kasha Le'edis. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So Tosis says over here, you say, V'yishlamer d'chi gamrinan Lala Mi'isha, that which we learn, a Gzeres Shava connecting an Isha to an Eved, Hainu l'hachmer ala Eved lasos ki Yisrael, l'chol ha'pachos b'mitzis, she Aisha chayevis. Avalegaro mi ish ulaposul eidus ki isha lo milmod. What did that mean, Rabbi Isai? What does this mean? Very important halacha. When we learn that there's a linkage between an eved and an isha gzeres shava lo lo mi isha, it doesn't mean that the eved's entire attachment to Torah and mitzvah is only what the isha has. It just means it can't be less than an Isha. And if the Isha has something, he also has to be machmir on that halacha for the Isha as well. But, Tosis is saying, for halachas that pertain to a man specifically, that don't pertain to a woman, so then obviously what he's going, he is at the end of the day, an Ish. Have a legoro mi Ish, to make him less than an Ish through the Gzera Shava, to be makel on him through the Gzera Shava, Ulaposul la'edis ke'isha loy milmad. That we're not going to learn from the Gzeira Shava. That's why this Gemara Bava Kama was not assuming that the Gzeira Shava of lola mi'isha should have any impact on the status of an Eved. That's the background of this Gemara Zoktaisus. Dimenadin kosher ule'edis tichsiv va'omdu shnei hanoshim v'hai ishu. Minadin, what is my mucker for Eidus? My mucker for Eidus is Ba'omdu Shnei Anoshim. And is this a Gever? Is this an Ish? Yes. So Memela, now I have to know, okay, is he excluded through Achiv or not? That's the entire background conversation going on in the Gemara Baba Kama, why the Gemara learns either from a Kal V'Chomer or the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk of Achiv to be Memayidim. So now Tosis wants to say, no, okay. Well, a goy is an ish. What's the story with a goy? Afal gav the ishu. So Tosis and a goy, even though he's also an ish. So maybe I should say the same thing. Since he's an ish, so there's no reason to passel him. Mikomokom ein achiv. Yeah, but he's puzzled for another reason. Because at the end of the day, he's not achiv. Aval eved shu ish ve'achiv ve'mitzvahs. That was the Gemara's only havamina, only kasha, liskasher. And the only conversation going on over here was by eved because he was both an ish. And therefore, the limud of lola mi'isha should not affect him. Because lola mi'isha will never make him less than he is, which he's an ish. And the Gemara wants to know, is he achiv also? That depends on your status of what you say by chovo be'evik naini. Would you exclude him from achiv or not? But Tosfos says, the Gemara Bava Kama's only discussion by evik naini was because there was a tzad to say that he was achiv. And that falls short by a goy. And even though we don't have a Farish of Gemara saying a goy is possible Eidus, Tosis says that this Gemara was assuming that an Eved Knaini was one step past a goy, and a Vada a goy would be possible. And then Tosis says, V'Rashi perish b'perakama digitin, and the Agos, Rav Ronchberg, changes from Daf Yiral to Daf Tesamid base. V'Rashi perish gabishtaras ha'olin bar kolos. Shall nachrim share leidus min atayra? So Tosis ushmaitin lemuchacha hachi, and the kasha on Rashi is what from this sugya. The Gemara in Baba Kama pechesam et alf. What does Rashi do with this Gemara? No one is going to say that a goy is echov. So how does Rashi get around this kasha? Ushmeitzen leimuchacha ach. That the entire discussion was dafka by Evan. Because like Tosfos says, he's an ish. So don't compare it to an isha. And don't exclude him from lola mi'isha. Which has, again, implications on learning the lumdus of lola mi'isha, which is not for now, but I guarantee you will come up in your journeys of Torah, in other areas of halacha, in areas which pertain dafka to men and don't pertain to a woman, can we exclude an Eved Knaini from that mitzvah? Yes or no? Might even be nogeya to the lumdus of Megillas Esther. An Eved Knaini of Megillas Esther? Not for now. But Rabbi Sai, the Gemara only opened the discussions of Tosfos by Eved Knaini because what? Eved Knaini, there's what to talk about, that maybe he's enough. Maybe he's an achiv. And therefore you'd include him in the parsha of Eidus. Anyone have any suggestions? How would Rashi read this Gemara, Baisa? No? Yeah, Judah.
Maybe Rashi would say that we only require achiv when it's by Eidus, but with a shtar, it would be different.
I don't think so. I think Rashi's agreeing. I don't think Rashi is limited to shtar over here. I'm assuming Rashi, and the way Tosfos is understanding Rashi is, Rashi would be machshir these goyim as Eidim Baal Peh and the Arkos also. Any suggestions, Tavra?
limited by certain mitzvahs, like the Sheva mitzvah that I know of?
Not that I know of. No. I don't think a goy is mayach. So I don't know. I'm not so convinced. Is it muchach from this sugya, not like Rashi?
Rashi definitely saying.
Yeah. 100%. Rabbi Say, let's read the Gemara again. I have a lot to say. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I'm not really sure why Tosfos thinks it's muchach from this Gemara. What did Gemara say? Achoyvu bevek nani shal acherim chayev. My taima, Rabbi Yehuda amar kar ki notzu mashu nachim ya ki notzu anoshim yachdu. When two guys get into a fight, ish ba'achiv, the mishi yesh lo achua, yatsa evet shein lo achua. Who? Pei chesem and alf in evek nani is not going to be chayev in chavola because he's not achua. Rabbanon disagree. Rabbanon says there is chavola. Rabbanon Echov Hubimitzis and Evek Naini is considered Echov. Fine. Let's skip a little bit. Elameatel or Abhuda Zoyme Evid Loyahargu, the Chsiva season Lokash Zom Las Lachiv. Fine. We'll be Arthur Mikabechov. So that's good. We satisfy that. Elameatel Rabbanon Evid Yekosher Le Edus. Because he's Evid. Because he's Achiv, sorry. Dechsiv hine eid sheker eid sheker ine ba'achid. So Tosfos learned in that line that that was only an eved, but a guy is out. We won't even ask that question. That's the backdrop of the Gemara, right? So why is an eved possible eidus? Shouldn't an Eved be kosher le'edus if he's echov? Dechsiv yine eid sheker or eid sheker ine ba'achiv, and Rabbanon hold Eved Kanani is achiv legabe chavala. So what does the Gemara say? Amr ula eidus loy matzis amrit. You can't be mechayev an Eved in eidus. Asya eidus be kavachomer mi isha. So no, we're going to learn a kavachomer in Eved Kanani from an isha that an Eved should be possible le'edus. Good. The Gemara rejects that kavachomer. Because Isha doesn't have Mila. The Gemara says, okay, but a katan has Mila and he's also Pasaleidus. So that's also not a good rejection. So then the Gemara says what? Isha Teichayach. The Chazar Adin Lo Yerayavari Zeh. Hatzad HaShava Ben Shekein Ein Bechol HaMitzis Upsul Amlai. What's the tzad hashava of the Isha and the Katan? They're not obligated in all mitzvahs, and they're possible both to be made, both an Isha and a Katan. So now we take that tzad hashava and we apply that, mamatzinu, to an Eved, and that's why an Eved's possible aid is even according to Rabbanon. Afani of Yisa Eved, Sheinu B'chal Mitzvahs, possible aid. Frek the Gemara, the tzad hashava is no good. Mala tzad hashava shken eno ish. Tomer be'eved shu ish. No, the common denominator in your two areas that you're applying the psul from, the katan and the isha, that you're now saying is similar to the eved, is someone who's not an ish. But maybe every ish is kashalayis. Elatese migazlon. Ma gazlon shkein. Elatese migazlon. Maybe we should learn out from gazlon. Gazlon's an ish, and he's pasalayis. Frek the Gemara Kasha, gazlon's also shvir. Shekein mice of Garmula. He did something. Eved never did anything. Tomer be'eved she'ein mice of Garmula. Elatese mi gazlan u'michad mehanach. Let's throw gazlan and one of these guys. Mar brei deravina amar kra lo yimsu avos al bonim lo yimsu al pi eves she'ein lahem chayis. Whoa. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, no, elamai. Ravina says a different pshat. Ravina says, you know why an Eved can't give Edus? Because the Pasuk says, lo yimsu avos al bonim. The Torah says, you need yichus to be a bar, to be a meid, to be a bar hagoda. to be one who could be made, who can testify in court. Frekta Gemara Kasha. If you need chiyus yichus to be a testify in court, to be an aid, so why is a ger allowed to testify? A ger is not related to his father, right? Frekta Gemara ger hanchanami the pasul eidus amrei hachi hashda ger nihide in lo chayis lemal lemata yesh lo chayis. Mar says no, ger is different because he actually has yichus going weiter to his children. So there is a bar yichus there that the Gemara seems to explain. So I just pasha balbatzer boys and now don't lolam this over here. That which Tosis assumes both in Gittin and Baba Kama that you need echiv. That was only in the beginning of the Gemara. It could be, I don't know, I didn't find anyone say this and work this out. But maybe Rashi's whole idea that a guy would be kosher would only be in Ravina and understanding that ultimately the psul of an Eved is because it's ain lo chayis. Does a guy have yichus, Rabbi Yisai? Goy might have yichus, might have more yichus than an Eved. Maybe. Gemara on what? And the Gemara also in Yevamos. What does the Gemara in Yevamos say? Goy. What? He's Yerush Shavuv is Yerusha, right? That's the Gemara in Kedushin Yerches. But the Gemara also talks about Lagabe Puravu, that an Eved doesn't have it, but a goy, the Gemara talks about a goy even after he'd been misgayer, that he might have been Makaya Puravu. That's the Gemara where? The Gemara in Yevamos. Samach Beis, I think. Samach Beis. Samach Beis, a fascinating Gemara. Fascinating Gemara, the difference between a goy, Lagabe Yichus, between a goy and an Eved. Eved is Mufka from Yichus, but it might be that a goy has some Yichus. And I'm just wondering, you might have to say that in order to get Rashi's working shot to not be against that Gemara, what Tosfos assumed in that Gemara, that again, a technical issue, but still needs to have a working shot. Sometimes we have to talk technical also. How does Rashi work around that Gemara? Is Tosfos right that like Tosfos assumed, that you need to be fundamentally Echov? I mean, maybe Rashi's going according to the Hemshech of the Gemara. But Rabbi said, then Tosfos says Rashi seems to be soiser the next Gemara. Oh wow, I have no time. The cave in the Lavne Edus Ninu. So Tosfos says, Aval Oivik Echavim the Lav Echavu Pshita the Puzzle. Like he says in Baba Kama more extensively. The cave in the Lavne Edus Ninu, Ayuraya, Filu Kola Shtaris, Oilam Barakol, Shalakum, Lifsalmanatera, Filu Osanam de Laraya, El Takana de Rabbananu. It's just a takana de rabbanon. This whole Gemara was a takana of the rabbanon. It's not min haTorah, and therefore you don't need to passel a goy from a get because he's not bnei krisus. It never existed on level deraisa. So what's the takana of the rabbanon? Heicha de kimla misadusayu. When we know we could establish that they're telling the truth, so we made a takana sashuk. Shu em is delay mer and avshaya that they're not going to lie and get themselves in trouble. They're not going to do bad to themselves. So that takon of the rabbanon zoktoisis had its limitations. Now the Gemara knew it makes sense. What the Gemara asked? The Gemara asked Akasha again, assuming that it's all midrabbanon. On that, the Gemara asked on Yudam Abayz kaposik v'tani loishna mecher loishna matana bishlam mecher michiyah zuzi kamayu dekana ushtar raya ba'alma bayashtar raya. I can understand. That makes sense. El meata by kona by shtara. Love by shtara. High shtara. Chisav alma to be a star kinyan. That makes no sense. So Tosis is asking ourselves, why did that make no sense? Takonas hashok. So Tosis thinks that for a star matona, there's no takonas hashok. We didn't make that takona. Tosis is in the draw. Tosis makes a lot of sense. The havam in the gemara and daf yudam abeis to put the brakes on this takonam derabbanon was only by shtar raya. But for a shtar matana, what do we need it for? Why do we have to make? And how does that How did it, when we know they're not lying, so we can rely on it for proof. But now to create new things, Mecha Tesa, that we're making a new takana for the takana, for the shtar, that now the shtar is going to be what he's being kona with. If fundamentally these people are apostle Eidus, Mecha Tesa, you would say now, a shtar kinyan? So look at that, the Gemara answers, Din the Malchus Adin. Yeah, even for a shtar kinyan. So Tesa says, what was the kasha of the Gemara? The answer is, the takana sashuk was limited. Was limited to shtar raya, was limited to shtar kinyan. What's Rashi going to say? What's Rashi going to say, Rabbi Yosef? It's kosher le'edis, according to Rashi. I have a new read in the whole Gemara Baba Kama, when we spend time on Rabbi Yosef. Rashi holds that it's kosher le'edis. How's he going to read the Gemara in Daf Yud? So that's the Ksois HaChoshin's kasha. Where is this? Samaches. Well, fi Rashi that holds that a guy is kosher le'edis minat Torah, how do you read this Gemara? Samaches what? Samaches what?
Aleph.
And it's not just Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. It's the Rishonim in the Mordechai and the Gos Hashri. Vim came my parach star matona but my kona. Am I like even the leedish ksherim ema kimo Yisrael? What's the difference? It's like the tzoyis pashit. Very pashit. What did Rashi say? What does the Mordechai say in these Rishonim that are like Rashi? A goy's kashal edis. Just because you're kashal edis doesn't mean you're bar ashvuye shtara. Not everyone who's kashal edis is automatically included in the makoros and the psukim that you have a shtar. You could be kind of with a shtar. How do you know a karka is nikta b'shtar? From a pasuk. The ekach a sefer hamikne is the mocker that a shtar works. A goy was never included in that mocker, in that pasuk. Taisvis in Kiddushin Yudalit or Boisai paskins that a goy is not koina with a shtar, even though he's koina with kesef. The imkain, nicha, the shtar matona loy mahani, the chiheche de psile begite noshim. Mishum de lav ne krisis ninu, hocha nami psili bishtare, mishum de lav ne shtar ninu, the chol kinyano eno ela bekesef poshup shat. What did Rashi say? Rashi said by a get, even though they're kashal edis, they fall short. Why? Because in order to create to be people that could help facilitate edis on a get. You not only need to be kosher Aden, but you need also to be what? A bar hachi in the parsha of krisis. B'nei krisis ninu. So Rashi, they're not b'nei krisis ninu, so they fall short by what? By Aedis, by Vashtar, by a get, to be the Aedim, because they're not b'toyrus. B'nei krisis. So Tzoyis, perhaps Rashi will say that same exact pshat in the Gemara, Daf Yerim Bis. If they're not included in the kinyan of shtar, so they're not a bara shvuy shtara for shtar kinyan. If your shtar is only there for what, Rabbi Yisai? For a raya ba'alma. It's a shtar raya. So then the Gemara's kasha makes, then the Gemara makes a lot of sense. So then what? What is it? All it is the edis. It's not a shtar that's shafing a kinyan. Right, Rabbi Yisai? Remember we learned this about this, the difference between shtar kinyan and shtar raya? In the Gemara, daf gimel and aleph, right? The Rambam Shita that a Shtar Kinyan works Midor Raisa versus Shtar Raya that might only be Edus Midor Rabbanu. Because all Shtar, that's Mipim Malavi Piksav, all Shtar Raya is the Raya Shabbo. So then that Shtar Raya fundamentally is fundamentally basically asking one question. Are you a valid aid or not? So Rashi to that says, yeah, you're Kashal Edus. You're Kashal Edus because we know that they speak truth. So Goyim work for that. But now the Gemara wants to say, no, I want to now implement what? The Shtar actually being Makneh, the Shtar actually shafting a Kinyan. Zok Tek Tzoyz, that's similar to what? To Gittin. That's exactly what, you have to be Betoiris in that. You have to be included in the Parsha. You have to be included in that Pasuk to create that. You can't just be a Kosher aid. It's exactly Rabbi Sai when we went, when we learned the sugis between the Shtar Raya and Shtar Kinyan. The Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam that says a Shtar is only the Rabbanon. What does he deal with get? And we explained based on Reb Chaim, we said there's a difference between Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. The Rambam only meant the Shtar Raya is the Rabbanon because it's Edus, Biksav, which is Bipim, Levi Biksavim, which is only Kasha, the Rabbanon. But what does that mean? A Shtar Raya is just claim to Edus. It happens to be, it's written in a Shtar. That's why the Rambam thought it's problematic to write it down, because Edus has to be Baal Peh. But that's going to come back to save our Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. That's the chiluk between a Shtar Raya and a Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar Kinyan, you have to be Betoiras. You have to have a mucker that you're now one to create this Kinyan through your Chasimis. That Rashi says, now that much I never said. I'm not changing the halacha for Goyim. I'm just saying they speak truth. So they're kosher Edus. Just because you're Kosher Edim doesn't mean that you create a Shtar when you're in the world of Shtar Kinyan or when you're in the world of Get. All it says is that these Gavras are Kosher. Oh, you want to be Masher? So after Gemara, you're right. Dina de Malchusadina. Dina de Malchusadina. That initially, I would never have gone that far. Dina de Malchusadina. Let's go back to my original question on Rashi. Why is Rashi saying all these things? Why is Rashi adding so many different ideas over here? And if you have one, what do you need the other? Let's read Rashi. Shtarma oldum ba karl shalovdi kochavim shenasu ashtaris ayidei bezdin shalovdi kochavim shechosmein chosmein shebesocho ksherim. Why are they kosher? The dina, the malchus adina. Oh, great. Dina Malchusadina. Ba'afa pishan noisen v'amakab Yisraelim. Chutz migitei noshim delavne krisis nino. Hol v'lo shaycha v'ter is gitin mekidushin. So they can't do a get. Aval aladinim netzdav v'bnei noyach. So I asked Rabbi Yisrael this first day of Shir, the sugya, first day of the sugya, if Rashi says that the fact that they're netzdav aladinim, which by the way, means more than they just have to set up courts l'chayra, I think Rashi is alluding to the Ramban's pshat against the Rambam in Parshas Vayishlach. The dinim might mean they have to keep a judicial system, and to the extent that the Chasam Sofer even thinks they might even have to keep Choshen Mishpat. Okay, I don't want to get into this machlekes, heavy machlekes. What does dinim mean within the Ramban Shita? Whatever it is, it's more than just setting up courts. I think you see that from Rashi, because otherwise the fact that you have to set up a court has no relevance. Let's talk about Avram and Achai right now. Let's talk about Gezel. What does that have to do with anything? The answer is no. There's something that's reliable for us. To do what? To have a guy on the playing field to be a kosher aid. That's not the mucker that a shtar works. The mucker that a shtar kinyan works needs another source. Because for a shtar kinyan, like the Gemara says on Daf Yud, you don't just know because a person is truthful and emesdik, and we can have dinim that now and a judicial system that rely on these people to now be made in their fights. That now lo mora nafshayu, that they speak emesdik as achim. That now that means that what? That they're betoiras for a shtar kinyan, maybe for a shtar raya. But for a Shtar Kinyan? How do you get that? That's what Rashi saw on Yudam Aviz. That was the Gemara's Kasha. That you need Dina de Malchus Adina. That's what Rashi was referring to above But where's that going to fall short? That's going to fall short where? By Gittin, because they need to be with Torahs. And Dina de Machus Dina only governs Dina Mominus, Shtar Kinyan de Kishtars. And it's going to be totally fine when it comes to a Shtaraya. Because by a Shtaraya, all I need to rely on is what? Aladina Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And they're Kosher Le'edis. And if all you need for a Shtaraya is a Gavra that's Kosher Le'edis, and we know that there's a system over here that we could relate to because of the Hashem Mitzvah Bnei Noach of Dinim, so for Shtaraya, I could rely on it. Rashi reads like a charm. One halacha was talking about the kashrus of the gavra. Why the fact that there? Who says that I could even talk to this person in general, even as a proof? That's no. Goyim have dinim. Goyim have chesh mishpat. Goyim have eidim. Now you want to know? Can I now work that to be koin of my karka and do a shtar kinyan on that and a shtar matana? Zoktuk tzois? No, that I need dinim the machus dinim. That I need another takana. And that they're still not b'toyrus. And guess what? Din and the Machus Adina is going to keep me still falling short when it comes to Geirishin, Gittin v'Kiddushin. And the chutz of Gittin v'Kiddushin reads Gevaldik over here. And Fidus Ktsois, now we really understand. And it's all based on our Yusaydus Rabbeisai of our fundamental chilik between a Shtar Raya, which is this Edis Pechsav, and a Shtar Kinyan. Rabbeisai, remember that Kasha? Why isn't every Shtar a problem of Mipim Leviksovim, that famous Kashla, all the Rishonim worked harder on? But you say everything coming full circle? Gemara Yuvamis Lamed Alpha Mabes, and we worked so hard. The Rif Shita, Toysa Shita, who was the Ramam Shita? Shtar Raya versus Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Raya is just Edis Bechsav. Maybe that's what Rashi holds. Memela, once you're Machshir the Gavra, so for Shtar Raya, it's Pasha that they're Kashir. Ah, Rabbi Yisai, how does this even work? Frek the Rishonim, Moshe and Aaron is going to be puzzled, even though they've never said a lie in their lives. And what? And Goyim are going to be puzzled. And Goyim are going to be kosher? So the Rishonim say, yeah, according to this chat, it's hard to swallow. But yeah, you have to say that there's going to be a split in the system of Edus. And it's a fascinating pshat, Rabbi Yisai, in Machshava. The higher you are, the higher criteria we have. Meaning, if you're a Yid, even though you speak truth, if you're a Karuv, you're out. There are certain dinim that relate to you. But if you're a Goy, and you don't even have that higher level criteria, so all we care about is, are you a Meshachar or not? And the only psulim that exist in the world of Edus, accepting Edus for a Goyim, even in regular Dinei Torah, is what? Kshash Meshachar and not Kshash Meshachar. Are there arkos that I could say Loimar and Afshayu, that they're not going to lie? And if you're not a Kshash Meshachar, then you're fine. Just like Rabbi say, what other area of Allah that we have Legabe Os, that the question is just Kshash Meshachar versus not Kshash Meshachar? Anyone remember? Yavamas Chavhei? Edus Isha, Iguna. Iguna, we accept all psule edus, except for who? A gazlan. Why do we not accept a gazlan? Because he is a chashash meshaker. So even in our halacha, Rabbi Yisai, we have distinctions between chashash meshaker versus other psulim, and certain categories and areas that will accept the other psulim, but we won't go to the extent to accept the chashash meshaker. So that becomes the regular Choshen Mishpat when it comes to Edus Akum. They don't have Krovim, they don't have all the other Psulim that Moshe and Aaron have, but they do have the one thing that would invalidate them, which is, are they lying or they're not lying? And if we could establish that they're not lying, then they become kosher for all of our Dinei Mamonos, Dinei Torah, as a Raya Shiva, first Raya. You want to know Shtar Kinyan? Okay, that only relies because that would separate Takana of Dinei Mochus Adina. Yeah.
How would, let's say, this, at the course of Pshat, how would Rashi know the fact that, let's say, a boy is not believed for every Tishan, that's using Siyah, for 2 months? And, like, just to stop giving it, he's not believed.
I don't think, according to Rashi, that would be Minat Torah. No, I'm sorry, that's. No, that's not necessarily a kasha. Eidus Isha should require what in that Torah? Two Eidus, right? It's a Davar Shebe'erva, right? So, Chayra, it should be no different than a get. So they're excluded in that Torah by there, by Inyana Ishus. I would assume. Midrabanon, or because of other svaras, we allow an eid echad by eidus isha, right? So either that's because of yesh koch chamlak or davar natar b'davar adayim, Taisa says, or because of other. So that takana was never that idea that koyach was never said by a guy to bring him back to kashal eidus, unless it was mesiach lefitum. But I think one answer to your question would be that they never get off the ground minat Torah like by getting in kedushin because they're not b'toras, unless you say like I originally said that maybe that was just a chumrah of the rabbanon. But the pashas is that their Rashi would. But it's a good question what you're asking, meaning the Gemara implies that they were pasul minat Torah. So if Rashi holds their kasher le'edus, so does that minat Torah? Does that? Why doesn't that Gemara reject that? So. Either you're going to have to say that midrabanan, or you're going to have to say that that's more similar to getting mikedushin, that they weren't kosher minat Torah. It's an excellent question. Yeah, Jonah.
Maybe I'm missing a point, but for saying that dina the machusadina and dina the sabbath dina are teaching us two different things, that dina the machusadina is in regards to what makes the
shtar kinyan,
them shach to shtar,
right.
And dina are saying what makes them shach to
edus and shtaraya.
Even if you say that goyim are shot, hypothetically they were makrisos, you know, they would never get off the ground because din the mechuzadina only is shaykh by stars that are mamon.
Yeah, so that's meaning it's the same thing. Meaning so, the way the ketos explains the need for din the mechuzadina is a phrase called. Meaning, Tosha says there's a mucker and there's a pasuk of being b'toras for shtari kinyan, and only midrabanan they get plugged back in, but fundamentally they're plugged out because of that pasuk that they're missing. They were never included in the tzivui of Yirmiyahu of shtar kinyan. So that's this general psul of ena b'toras. That is the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning, dina de machusa dina is a way that it could work on a level of derabana. But fundamentally, they're out. Dina de machusa dina tells me that fundamentally they're out, that minat Torah, they would never have had that ability to shtar kinyan, just like they don't have b'toras by shtar get. That's what the Ketzai is saying. What?
Dina de machusa dina is a deraisa.
Dina de machusa dina is a takanam derabana. No. Yeah.
It works.
It might be accepted midoraisa. It might effectuate deoraisa, but it's a takon derabana. The rabbis had to initiate that. Minat Torah, they were out. Meaning, you need to have this new concept that the rabbis govern things and they can decide new halachas, but that's not midivrei Torah. That's not from the Dvar Hashem. From the Dvar Hashem,
works for things related to get in kedushin because it's only things that are related to.
You're right. But Rashi needed that idea to tell you. Dina de Malchusa Dina is the solution. What the Ketzos is saying is that before the stage before Dina de Malchusa Dina, before the solution, is saying Eina B'Toiras both by getting the Kedushin and by Shtarei Kinyan. So Dina de Malchusa Dina is therefore needed to resolve that. Because fundamentally, my baseline was anytime you're doing more than a Shtaraya, you're relying more than just their Eidus, their Gavra being a Kosher Eid. You want to try to shop something, whether in the world of Dine Mamanis or in the world of Isser Veheter Erva, then you need to be B'teris. And that's a problem on a level D'Oraisa. Comes along Dina the Malchus Adina and says, yeah, but we have a way to resolve that. You're right. Menat Torah, the Gemara says, it would have been Chispa Ba'alma. This is a joke. They're not B'teris Shtari Kinyan. Dina the Malchus Adina says, Midrabanan, we could accept it. So what does that mean fundamentally? Fundamentally, they were out. because they're not Paterus. Not Paterus Krisus, not Paterus Kinyan Shtar. Yeah.
Are
going
then
Pasha
Rice phrase?
Yes. Going to Rashi. Yeah, yeah. So why? Rabbi say this is a wild shita. But it's not just Rashi. We found the Hagos Rashi, we found the Mordechai. They themselves argue with them, but they quote the Rabbi Yucker and these other shitas, Rabbi say, a whopper of a shit. Don't ever forget this, Rabbi say. When everyone throws around a Dover Pasha, like Tyson Babakama Peches learns from the Gemara over there, that Dover Pasha, that Gayam are Pasha Edis. Yeah, maybe according to Rabbi Shonim, but not according to Rashi. Not Midoraisa, according to Rashi.
The order which Rashi puts them fits well now, Rabbi saying?
I think so. Yeah. I think everything fits.
It makes sense to say first say that the actual star and then to say the Edom.
First he says, Dina de Malchus Dina. So he wants to know, why is it kosher? So he has to say, you'll see eventually that there was a takana midirabon and that it was kosher. But that was a solution to a fundamental problem, Zoktik Tzais. What was the fundamental problem? The same reason they're falling short by getting the Kedusha. Because they're labnei krisis, they know. That's why Dina Malchus Dina is an only a later solution. Why is it only a later solution? Why don't I just invalidate them totally? Why do I even need Bnei Krisis Ninu? Why don't I just say, there's no Edom over here? How do you have a star without Edom? Well, what's the Havamina of Bnei Krisis Ninu? Why are you telling me, since they're not Paterus, are no good? You don't even have an Edom. It's like you have a little kid signing and scribbling on this document. What is this? Ratzir says, no, I have an Edom over here. Because I would have had an Edom over here. And by Shtari Raya, I'm actually saying that. Because they're Bnei Noach. And then it's Tavol Adina. So in the Gavra Shabu, I actually have a maid over here. So why does the get fall short? For a totally different reason. La B'nei Krisis, they know. And that reason, Zoktik Tzais, also applies by Shtar Kinyan. They're not Paterus. They're not Paterus is a miyut in the Shtar's Hakno, but it's not a miyut in the Gavra. So now Rashi explains in the background, oh, by the way, you should know, with this whole entire story that I'm saying, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not, and for different reasons. What is that all fundamentally based on? The way I understand one of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. And the fact that I hold like the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, and therefore I'm going to even go out on a limb and say, they're Kosher Leidus. Wow! What a Rashi! What a Sugya! What a Rashi! Thank you, Hashem, for being Godel Omen Al-Gabo. For being Misayeyami to try to understand a little bit. And what Rashi said in such a sasandik way, and Tosis walked into the sugya with an M16, boom, 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 with the lishma, with the shlichas, with the this, with the that, with the yisaitis and gin. And now I have a ksois. And now I have an episode. I started a process. I can't do everything, Rabbi said. It's not geshmak. It's not glat. I don't know. And Isaac's asking a good kasha. And I don't really feel so comfortable with my pshat in the Gemara Baba Kama. I'm not sure. I don't have everything, Rabbi Yisai. But you know what? I accomplished Rabbi Yisai's book. I started the process. I asked the kashas. The rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you daven with me. The rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you facilitate. You do God alone and Al Gaba, Rabbi Yisai. This is an Arugas HaBayis and Rabbi Yisai that we have to put in our lockers. That we have to paint and paste to our makom, to our house, Rabbi Yisai. Kodesh Baruch Hu just asks you to take a few steps at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei to start the process. The rest, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I know you're a Cheir Shaita B'Kata. And the next time you fail your test, Rabbi Yisai, because, you know, the Rebbe said, you can't use Masorah or this, I should mistake that, that's fine. But you can't cheat like everyone thinks for some reason that cheating is Masorah, even though I spoke about it in front of the whole entire yeshiva, so I don't know how anyone could say that anymore, but it's Usher and I feel bad. The Rebbe Shalom says to you, don't worry. Everyone's a Cheir Shaita B'Kata. Don't worry about it. That's not what I want. I don't want your success. I want you to try. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, for you to try. And I'll fill in the rest. I'll take care of all the grace of Kavanos. Rabbi Yisai, we have the ability right now to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Simchas Kosin and Kala on such a Heilig Chasin.